Succession planning is an important part of any leadership position, but especially within employee networks. As a force for inclusive change, you need to demonstrate that you can practice what you preach, and a prevalent example of that would be in the recruitment of your leadership team. Too many networks are given to providing a platform for people who already possess a strong voice or the confidence to step on stage. But we should challenge our assumptions of what makes a good leader and what state of readiness a future leader should be in before they begin transitioning into that role. The structure of a network means that skills, ideas, and leadership can come from anywhere. As a leader, you don't want to be the center of power. You want to empower your network and connect as many people as possible to make that network more resilient. The work involved here is not just introductions and governance models, but transferring knowledge and skills on a regular basis so that nobody is irreplaceable. This means you can achieve continuity of activities, strategy, and overall vision, reducing the need to refresh your approach every time there is new leadership. Thinking about your approach to finding future leaders is something that should happen throughout your tenure as leader. But if you haven't committed to a plan yet, then think of it as part of your ongoing development to find ever more inclusive ways of developing the network. And certainly don't retire from your role without a plan for succession. Otherwise, you may not achieve your goal of leaving the network in a better place than you found it.